center and left lane are open. Traffic's backed up to the Alabama River Bridge and onto Northern Boulevard. Use caution and buckle up this afternoon. We'll keep you updated. So much to do at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker. Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay $600 million in a class action lawsuit settlement that's related to the train derailment in Ohio of February last year. But residents there worry the money won't go far enough to cover future health needs that could be tremendous. Members of Maryland's congressional delegation say they will introduce legislation that'll make it clear the federal government will fully cover the cost of rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That legislation will also make clear any money recovered from third parties will be used to reimburse the feds. On Wall Street today, mixed trading. The Dow lost 9 points at 38,883. S&P up 7 at 5209. NASDAQ gained 52 at 16,306. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
The eclipse was yesterday, so there's never been a better time to save big at the post-eclipse Eclipse Glasses blowout sale. With current rates of inflation, eclipse glasses could cost more than double by the next eclipse in 20 years.
Now I'll be prepared for 2045, and I saved future me $15.
If you felt like an idiot being in public with your pinhole cereal box, then don't let this once-in-a-generation sale pass you by.
I had to work yesterday and missed the whole thing, but I'm investing in eclipse glasses now because I'll be a retired senior citizen by the next one.
Don't burn future money while not burning out your retinas 2 decades from now. Come to the post-eclipse Eclipse Glasses blowout sale, and in 20 years, you'll thank yourself.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
F5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a state audit has found that California spent $24 billion to tackle homelessness over the past 5 years, but didn't consistently track where the spending actually helped alleviate the problem. The report released Tuesday attempts to assess how effective the state and municipalities have been spending billions of dollars to address the ongoing homelessness crisis in California. Despite the billions in spending, the problem is not improving in many cities. The first parents convicted in a U.S. mass school shooting have been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison in Michigan. The judge said Tuesday that Jennifer and James Crumbly missed opportunities that could have prevented their son from possessing a gun and killing four students at Oxford High School in 2021. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 9 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
The IRS reminds you that the filing deadline is almost here. Your tax revenue is vital for funding essential government services like, well, the IRS. Pay your taxes now so we can hire tens of thousands of new IRS agents to make sure you pay your taxes in the future. Your tax dollars will go to hiring and training and also weapons and ammunition. Actually, forget those last two things. The IRS needs the proper funding to continue implementing our unique operational model, wherein we know exactly what you owe in taxes, but don't tell you, and instead make you spend time and money figuring it out for yourself. And if you're off by even a few pennies, we'll charge you penalties and interest and maybe even throw you in jail. So this tax season, the IRS thanks you for funding the IRS.
Hey, everybody. Biscuits Baseball back tonight at Riverwalk Stadium. It's 8 minutes after 5 o'clock, and we've been joined, and we offer a big Warhawk welcome to the man who made that sound originally, Master Thespian.
That's right.
And which mic are you on? You're on the, okay, the one with the arm.
Yeah, hello.
Your testing. Position is deceptive.
One, two, three, testing.
It looks from here like you're on three, but you're actually on four, so I apologize.
No, that's all right. You're good. But yeah, I get requests to do that noise often. They say, hey, do that thing. Do the Warhawk thing. And I go, okay, here we go. Right. And then they look at me with, you know, incredible disbelief.
Well, you know you're old when you make that sound involuntarily. And they call you Wheezy. I just posted this. I mean, I think it's funny. It's a picture of a jet.
Oh, my.
That overshot the runway, came up to an abutment, and it looks like it's eating grass.
Oh, my goodness.
And the caption says, rare footage of a vegan plane refueling. I'm sorry, but that is funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, we are at 5:09. Uncle Chi-Chi's forecast is coming up in just a moment. I'd like to remind you that Adams Drugs has a 62-year legacy here, and they're not going anywhere. They are people, somehow, Mike Vinson and his team have managed to find qualified, competent, highly trained customer service specialists to work at 12 locations. So when you go there, you're going to walk in feeling appreciated and welcome. You know, when was the last time that happened to you at a national chain pharmacy?
Never.
When you have questions about a new prescription you've been given, the pharmacist will always have time to discuss it with you or give you a heads up on over-the-counter solutions that might be available for something that you're looking for just the right medicine for. Nice gift shops, but it's really all about the people. The people are the folks that work there and people like you who deserve great customer service. 62 years they've been doing it.
Wow.
While others have come and gone, and some of the national places have closed up their locations here or sold off, along with all your medical information, Adams Drugs is local. 75 cents of every dollar you spend there stays in our economy. That's important, too. And the News Talk listener understands that better than anybody. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find a location nearest you. By the way, four have health clinics. If you need a flu shot or a vaccination of some kind, they can take care of you at those as well. Here's Uncle Chi-Chi.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Weather can change quickly here in Alabama. Stay on top of the latest weather developments with the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes soon, but for tonight, maybe a few isolated showers, perhaps. Overnight low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, and more likely in the evening and nighttime hours. Locally, heavy rainfall totals, a severe weather risk with all modes of severe weather possible. High in the upper 70s tomorrow. Some leftover showers first half of the day Thursday, high 73. Nice weather Friday, Saturday, Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off. I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable. And we're just about to totality here. The next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring. Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring.
Jacqueline.
Very time to go home and put on my good boobs.
No, she's here with us on the phone right now.
Woo-hoo.
As a matter of fact, we have Jacqueline's reaction to the eclipse from yesterday.
Oh, my God!
Hello.
Well, hi.
That's what happens when you do things that we record and keep
forever and ever.
Yeah. You have achieved hotkey status, just like Master Thesby in here. We'll have him around to give us that big warhawk.
Longer after I'm gone, yes.
So,
did
you see it yesterday? Or were you in court?
I was actually both. I did see it, but I was in court. So, one of the court reporters, Sherry, had some glasses. And so, instead of peering out of the window and directly into the sun, she let me borrow her glasses, so I was able to see it.
That's good.
Yeah, we had a big eclipse watch event over at AUM. So
I heard
cool.
about that.
It was pretty cool. They had telescopes set up with filters and smoke glass for people to look through. And
nice.
I brought my little shadow box so we could see it through the pinhole thing.
I remember making those. There was one in Chicago when I was a kid, and we all learned how to make the shadow box.
Yeah. Well, there were a bunch of kids going, How did you do that? But it was cool. It was fun. But, you know, it's over. So now we get on with life.
Yeah. Now it's Tuesday.
Yeah, all day.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
We've had so. Did you see the air show?
So yes and no. I saw the air show rattling my office all day, like Thursday and Friday.
Right. Yeah.
And I peered out the window and I could see it, but I did not physically go to Maxwell to watch it.
I have a story from our former stomping grounds, Florida. Well, you still go down there and stomp once in a while, but
yeah,
I don't see myself going there again, personally. And this happened.
Oh, you will.
A bus driver at a private school there has been fired after he stopped a bus full of students on train tracks as a freight train was approaching. Apparently,
whoa,
the kids were annoying him or acting out, and he decided, here's a way to teach them a lesson. There's a train coming. I'm going to pull the bus onto the train tracks and see if they don't freak out. Here's some of the audio from inside that bus.
Goodness.
Could have been me that got hit by that.
We had one student that we were talking to. She had headphones in, and she looked around when everyone was screaming to get the bus driver to move. And she seen the train coming. She put the headphones back in, and she put her head down expecting to die.
At that point, a lot of us were expecting to die.
Wow.
The bus
that
driver.
That is wild.
There's a class action lawsuit waiting to happen right there.
You wonder. The bus driver was fired immediately.
Yeah.
Florida?
Idiot.
In Fort Pierce. On the civilized side of the state.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Well, you use that term very loosely.
That's true.
Well, I'm glad
I'm giving, maybe I'm giving Fort Pierce too much credit at this point.
Yeah. But, you know, what person in their right mind does something like that? I mean, that's just... that's
somebody that's probably unable to process their emotions and just got super angry and didn't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you the other day I got stuck at the train, and I've always been just very leery of trains because the fast trains, you know, in South Florida, they move a lot quicker than you think they're moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just appalled as I watched people dart around the rails to try to beat the train. And I'm thinking, like, this is one of those commercials waiting to happen. Like, this is how you get hit by the train.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It often doesn't work out. I don't know if you remember this story, but I think it was in the either late 80s or early 90s, a Hess fuel tanker.
Oh, my God, Greg. It was in 1991 or 2, and yes, at Cypress.
Yes, it's Cypress Creek Road.
She remembers that. Excellent.
And that's a commerce area there. There's all these green glass office buildings. There is the rail network that links West Palm and Amtrak, both using the same tracks. And this Hess tanker started crossing the tracks before there was enough room.
Ooh.
And an Amtrak was coming down. They don't stop at the Amtrak does not stop at that location. So he was not slowing down, and by the time he realized it, there was
it's too late.
Yeah. He blew through that Hess tanker. It incinerated the drivers on all three cars in all three lanes on each side of the tracks.
Oh, goodness.
The fireball went hundreds of feet into the air. And it was bad.
That's horrific.
So I was in third grade. So what would I have been, like 7 or 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember this because my grandmother picked me up from school and we used to go that way. They lived in Oakland Park and we saw the fireball.
Ooh.
Wow.
It was all over. Yeah, no, it was traumatizing as a child. There also used to be a Bennigan's right there on the corner. I don't know if you remember that. There was a Bennigan's right there. But no, funny, well, it's not so funny. Real quick, here's a lame-ass story for Jacqueline. So my uncle was like the black sheep of our family. And anyways, he moved away to Texas. And he had to explain to his then-wife, like, why he didn't have any family, right? Are you following me?
Okay,
really?
So he told his wife that his whole family died in that accident. Myself included.
Oh, my God.
And the worst part about it is he had, like, my mom and dad, like, still married, even though they had been divorced for, like, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he even, like, killed off my poor dad, who, like, wasn't even involved. So it was years later after he passed away, and I found her in Texas, and I reached out to her and was like, hey. She's like, I thought you died in that horrible accident. And I was like, oddly enough, here I am, like. So I think about that horrific test accident all the time.
Well, I guess that saves money on Christmas cards if you just tell everybody, oh, that side of the family's dead. We don't have to send them
any
presents.
Well, that's how he explained to us. That's how he lied to her that, you know, he didn't have a relationship with his family. And it was like a real thing. I mean, you can look it up on the news. It's a real accident that happened.
Oh, yeah.
It gained national attention. So, like, of course your whole family died in this horrible tragedy.
Well, that makes me wonder if there are people who claim that, you know, family members died in 9/11 or things like that, just to get sympathy from
people. I would hope not. But, you know, people do crazy things.
There was some idiot that claimed his death so that he wouldn't have to pay child support for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you the things that I would do to that guy if I was the opposing
basketball.
He would have wished he died 10 years before that because, I mean, I would ask the judge to do everything, including throw the book at him.
And he would lose any assets he did have at that point.
Oh, yeah.
I would ruin his day. I will just tell you that. That is unconscionable to me.
I have a whole file folder full of great stuff that I saved for you. Stories and...
Oh, you found it.
I think I did.
Yeah.
I thought I hid that folder last time I was there.
Such a good friend you are, Jacqueline.
Well, I mean, I try.
We're transitioning into our post-ecliptical life now. You know, we have to go back.
Oh, yeah. Well, now I'm getting ready for taxes, so I've got to finish doing my taxes.
Why even bring that up? Ew.
Mine are done. I'm going to pick them up tomorrow.
Well, I always have to pay.
You IRS brown nosers. Oh, mine are done. I already got my return back. Good for you, Rich Thomas, who filed on February 1st.
I love that man.
Yeah, well.
Oh, no, I'm not.
I always have to pay every year, so I always put it off to the end.
You and me both, man.
I'll see you in October over at Steve Durrow's office.
Yeah, you'll see me in October when that extension comes due.
By the way, Steve, if you're listening, when are we going bowling? Because we're here to have fun, damn it. That was
why are we not going bowling? Like, I've been waiting patiently.
Stuff keeps coming up. You know, we had the air show this past weekend.
Mm-hmm. I don't care. That has nothing to do with my bowling adventures. What they choose to do does not interfere with our bowling adventures at Bama Lake.
I will... Well, I can't do it on the 20th because that's Mommy the Swami's Memorial Saturday. Right. So, and then the next weekend, I think I'm going to be in New Orleans.
Is that the 27th?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Jekyll Island that weekend. My best friend from college is getting married.
Wow.
So it'll be May.
I know, it's the first time.
It'll be May.
Yeah, it'll be May. Yeah. We could do it on May 18th because my birthday's on the 17th.
Oh, really?
We could go bowling.
That's an idea.
Wait a minute. There's something. That's the week after Mother's Day.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me see. Pull up my calendar.
We could do it Mother's Day weekend on Saturday. Mother's Day's on Sunday.
Mother's Day is the 12th.
So we could do it on the 11th.
Yeah, like bring your mom bowling.
Yeah, that would be like fun. We could do it. You know what? That's a great idea.
Like a mom bowls for free. Can we work something out? Hey, Bama Lanes, let's talk.
I think we can make that happen. I'm going to pursue that. I like that
angle. That's a cool idea. That's a very cool idea.
You know, like bring your mom bowling. Do I have to bring my kids, though? Can I just come? No, I'll bring them.
Talk to your husband.
I do tell.
Let him know. Hey,
parents and grandparents, you know, bringing the kid to the actual bowling alley and watching them knock pins down and watching them react to that is part of the fun. Can you hold for one quick break?
Sure.
All right, we have a lot going on in the traffic dungeon. We want to get Skipper in for the latest on that at 5:24.
If you're about to get off work, you might want to avoid I-65 and 85 like the plague. We had a three-vehicle accident earlier on I-85 southbound. This is right before the I-65 merge. The folks involved in that accident have moved off to the left near the center divider, but the leftmost lane is now closed. Center lane and the right two lanes are open. We also had a car fire earlier on I-65 northbound. Traffic's backed up across the Alabama River Bridge there. They are still on the scene there. The right lane is blocked. They're about to open it up, but traffic is still backed up to the Alabama River Bridge and onto the Northern Boulevard. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Very busy everywhere this afternoon. McKinnon Toyota has financing as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive to McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. It's quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're tuned into the only show that still uses 8-track tapes.
Not only just that 8-track tapes, but dial-up internet, too, for the best connection. And in a moment here, we should be reconnected to Jacqueline. Hey there.
Hey.
She sounds so excited.
Here's a story. What date was this? March 5th. I've been hanging out on this one since March 5th in the Jay Quellen file.
4 days ago, that's all.
And the title of the story is 50% of men feel pressured to act manly.
Oh, I agree.
Survey of 2,000 men found that half of respondents feel pressure to perform masculinity. 80% believe there's a societal pressure for men to behave a certain way. What about nature? Isn't there a natural...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, that's how God just created you.
Yeah. I mean, sort of feel that way. Mm-hmm. 39% feel like they have to be manly. That's in, you know...
I feel like manly is a sliding scale, though. You know, like, it just is... You just know it when you see it.
Well, what is the ultimate manly man? Who is the ultimate manly man?
My husband, of course.
Yes.
Yes.
No argument there. He is not only a good man of integrity, a leader, good family guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's...
Well, I mean, he's like a lot of other things, too, that we just don't talk about on the air, but...
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's all those positive things, too.
Yeah. He loves his kids. That's precious to me.
I'd put a vote in for Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is sort of my
Are we talking alive or dead?
Alive. Or, well, either one, as long as the dead person is well-known.
Mm. Well, I mean, if I had to pick, are we talking like the most ultimate manly man?
We're not talking about... UFC fighters, we're talking about just men in general, okay?
Somebody who oozes
manly. And by the way, that is the most unmanly sport of them all. Two guys grinding against each other on the floor. I'll pass. Can you get your crotch out of my face? Huh?
I think the ultimate manly man is actually Christ. Like... both emotionally, physically, and mentally strong. Mm-hmm. You know, just being the overall package.
Well, you know, there is
somebody
I was going to say, there is some speculation that Jesus probably had some muscles. His father was a carpenter, so he worked as a carpenter. That meant that you had to have the strength to, you know, chop down trees, to cut things into smaller pieces. So he may have been rather buff, but I agree with
he
you.
Split the table, Jesus. Like, I mean, oh, yeah. He wasn't a pushover. Oh, yeah. He knew when to stay silent. He knew when to speak up. You know, he loved his family.
Well, if you think about what he went through at the crucifixion, I mean, that he was whipped 39 times with a scourge. Mm-hmm. Many people died during that.
Yeah.
He didn't. Mm-hmm. He survived. He carried his cross all the way to Golgotha. And he, I mean, that's a tough dude. That's a tough dude right there.
Oh, yeah.
So I agree.
He's a bad man, pajama. Yeah. That's my epitome. Now, living, that's hard to say for me. Like, my husband's pretty manly. Like,
mm-hmm.
he's a packet.
Real men don't have to make a point out of it by the way they comport themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right, Greg. Like, you're manly. Like, you're a man's man.
I wish you could see his face.
Yeah, he agrees with that.
I wish he could see my face.
Let's put it this way. I could give you a pile of references.
Well, yeah.
To that.
I'll be happy to make some calls. I mean, I know someone.
This is interesting because this brings up an old saw, and we're kind of talking about men-women relationships and stuff. A new study says men are making a huge mistake on their online dating profiles. They're talking about sports too much. The idea is they should add more diverse interests that would appeal to more women. And the gist of it is that they do better when they make comments like they like long walks on the beach.
Shut up. Unless it's nobody a lie. Likes that.
Well, I'm going to say...
If it's a lie,
yeah, if it's a lie, that's false advertising right there.
Like, I mean, nobody, no woman likes that. First of all, like, nobody's like, let's go for a long walk. Nobody wants to do that.
Some do.
Yeah.
Well,
Jared, if you were on a dating profile, would you put that, his eyes got about as big as silver dollars.
I mean, he's married to a divorce lawyer. So.
That you like long walks on the beach? He said no because I don't. What if they were like, don't talk about sports too much?
Well, I guess it all depends upon what they do. I mean, if all they ever do is sit and watch sports all the time, that's kind of boring.
Yeah.
It says the top five interests for men on Tinder, for example, are football, soccer, sports, lifting weights, bars, and comedy. How would this show do if I came in? By the way, I started my day with 130 consecutive crunches this morning, and I did 5 miles of power sprints on the bike. Isn't that fascinating?
What do you do?
Good for you. Good for you, Greg.
Tinder. What do you want from Tinder? Of course you're going to get something like that.
Mm-hmm. Top five interests for women on Tinder.
Tinder is what I would tell you.
Travel, music, movies, coffee, and walking. Only 4% of women mention sports.
This is why I have job security, because people lie.
Yeah, they do.
And if people were honest from the beginning, then I wouldn't have a job.
Well, I think it would be better to, instead of looking for a date in a bar, go look for a date at a church, you know?
Absolutely.
I agree with you.
Okay,
I even told my daughter that.
At a funeral.
At a funeral?
Yes.
Hey, that's my next, that's our next, can you stay for another break?
No.
That's how my daughter says that word. No.
Like, I love y'all, but, like, if I don't feed these children soon, they're going to take over. Like, I'm outnumbered, and if I don't get their buttered noodles.
Mutiny.
Like, I don't know why that's every kid's
buttered
favorite.
Noodles.
Like, they are.
I love
that's their favorite. Like, buttered
like ramen
spaghetti
noodles?
With, like, no, like, spaghetti with butter and salt and pepper and, like, a little bit of lemon juice.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Go, like, nuts over it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's their jam. Okay. That's what I'm making them for dinner, and they're giving me, like, the mean eyes.
Well, good luck. We don't want a mutiny happening there.
You know what I'm talking about?
All right, well, remind me when we pick up next time we talk to talk about...
the funerals, yeah.
Yeah, about how...
Of course. Well, I may be able to come in, Thursday. I can't come in Friday because I'm going to Board and Brush with Amy, but I can come in maybe Thursday, and we can talk about how I met my husband at a funeral.
Board and Brush is a chick thing.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, what?
It is a chick thing. We go and make things. It's like a crafty.
And here's what I saved. Seven That's signs cool. your kid is spoiled. Well, we'll just have to wait on these for I'll save them for Thursday.
I'm going to go ahead with I don't need any of those signs. Yes. Yes, my children are.
Okay.
Yes. All seven of them are me.
All right. Well, go make this buttered noodles.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you, Jake.
Love to Jared.
Bye. Yeah, and I've been to some weird funerals in my lifetime. My dad was a preacher, so I went to a lot of funerals. So, yeah, it's weird. I probably have been to more funerals than most people have.
Have you ever seen one where somebody jumped into an open grave?
No, I did see one where somebody openly wept over the casket while the casket was open.
I've seen that,
But the weirdest one I went to was, it was a Masonic funeral. And they had the guys in the aprons up around the coffin, and one of them leaned over and knocked on the coffin. Brother, can you hear me? Brother, can you hear me? And we're all just going, he can't hear you, he's dead. And he did this three times, and finally he turned to one of the other guys in the apron and said, I don't think he can hear us. He's gone. And we just, everyone was snickering at that point. It was funny. But, yeah.
Never seen that either.
Maybe that's part of the ritual.
I see a phone line ringing.
I think it is part of the ritual. I mean, it's part of the Masonic ritual thing. So, but it was fun. It was neat. My uncle was a magician. And at his funeral, they did the broken wand ceremony. That was cool. Where they take the magician's wand and they say the magic is gone and break his wand to signify that, you know, those tricks that he knew, the things that he could do, no longer were able to
perform. They do that to magicians that don't pay their loans back on time, too.
They break more than...
Nick the trunk, man.
I was going to say, they break more than a wand.
So break his wand.
Yeah.
Send him a message.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday, well, actually, it's one of those plumbing situations that's kind of evolved over a week or two. Just couldn't seem to shut the faucet off that hangs over the one luxury I cherish in this life, and that's my jacuzzi tub.
Oh, yeah.
And wouldn't stop, so I called up Clark's, 277-2125. Hello, I'm a member. I need somebody to come out and fix it.
Yeah.
And as a member, and this is why I advocate Clark's Club memberships, it was within an hour. Somebody was on the way to the house. I was on my way here, but I had somebody there. Yeah. And she told me that when she answered the door, says, I'm your plumber, James, and this is my other plumber, James. Sort of like the Newhart show.
Yeah.
My other brother, Earl.
Or Daryl.
Or Daryl, that was it, yeah.
My other brother, Daryl, yeah.
And my friend said that they were just absolutely perfect gentlemen, addressed the situation, diagnosed it, fixed it. And once again, I can now turn that thing on with one finger.
Oh, wow.
All the resistance is gone. There's no drippage. They got the job done right. And that's what you want. You don't want to have to call somebody back to say, you didn't really fix this.
Mm.
I've heard stories like that. Clark's has the best plumbers and HVAC techs on the planet when you're a member. And it's only $180. And what you buy with that are two annual tune-ups to your heating and air conditioning system. And the word now, like yesterday, I need a plumber. So they have one on the way.
Well, it pays for itself right there.
It does. Yeah. And my budget billing with Alabama Power and Blight has gone from initially $395, which was down from the average with the old system because we bought an AC unit from Clark's. It was $211.
Oh, wow.
For this quarter.
Wow.
Yeah, almost in half.
Yeah.
And I'll take that every time. And it's great to know they're a phone call away when you need them. 277-2125. Visit ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. All right, we have a lot happening on the roads. We have Skipper to check all of that out for you. And your local news coming up next. But we'll start with traffic. 539.
Well, if you're about to get off work, you might want to avoid I-65 and 85 like the plague. We had a three-vehicle accident earlier on I-85 southbound. This is right before the I-65 merge. The folks involved in that accident have moved off to the left near the center divider, but the leftmost lane is now closed. Center lane and the right two lanes are open. We also had a car fire earlier on I-65 northbound. Traffic's backed up across the Alabama River Bridge there. They are still on the scene there. The right lane is blocked. They're about to open it up, but traffic is still backed up to the Alabama River Bridge and onto the Northern Boulevard. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Very busy everywhere this afternoon. McKinnon Toyota has financing as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive to McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man dead Sunday night. 52-year-old Christopher Manuel was shot in the 4700 block of Mobile Highway late Sunday night. He was pronounced dead at the scene. No further information has been released. The Alabama House of Representatives has passed legislation that would give property owners and law enforcement better tools to deal with individuals who illegally occupy the homes of others. House Bill 182 increases penalties for squatters who attempt to take over a residence that does not belong to them. School districts across Alabama received federal funding during the pandemic, but the money is expected to run out later this year. According to State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey, the COVID funding the state received will run out by December. Superintendent Mackey assures there won't be any massive layoffs. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. We've been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done, but we're just moving to an area where has other shops like us, which will be good for us. And, you know, it makes it easier for people to come shopping. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up, we're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. So y'all just come see us now.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes soon, but for tonight, maybe a few isolated showers perhaps. Overnight low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and more likely in the evening and nighttime hours. Locally, heavy rainfall totals, a severe weather risk with all modes of severe weather possible. High in the upper 70s tomorrow. Some leftover showers first half of the day Thursday, high 73. Nice weather Friday, Saturday, Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game. Let's play a game. All right, I mentioned earlier in the show that we had Eden Bowl for two at Bama Lanes to give away. That's two people each get their own Bama Lanes burger.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. Those are good.
Or you can share one there and take one for a long walk on the beach later.
And crinkle fries.
So you get that, bowling, and shoes. It's all free. It's a $30 package. If you can answer a question that we're going to ask. We just spoke with... Gosh, I forgot her name.
Jay Quellen.
That's it. We just spoke with Jay Quellen, and she named two manly men, two men that she considered to be manly men. Name one at 272-9228. That's not her husband.
See, it's her little trick. Because
that's too easy. Well, of course you mentioned him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So... Name, wow, look at this.
Whoa, holy cow.
Well, you think nobody's listening, and they're...
Well, they want to go bowling, man.
They just don't want to call me to talk about anything. This is what I'm learning. These days, it's like, no, you do a good job. I don't need, you don't need
my... give away stuff, but oh, they all come out of the woodwork.
All right, so who is our first caller in?
Line four, Paul B.
Hi, who am I speaking with here?
Hey, this is Paul Brown. Hold on.
Paul Brown. Wow. Yeah.
And I believe she mentioned Jesus Christ as one individual.
That's the name we're looking for. Paul, congratulations. Eden Bowl for two at Bama Lanes. Hold on.
All right.
Woohoo.
Right.
That was quick.
It sure was. 547. Let's talk about, we were talking about taxes earlier.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And I hate this. It's been a lifelong thing. I went through a period of time where I just couldn't file at all. Even if I had money coming back.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. And then I ran into a guy who had an accounting firm, and they dealt with media people.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, I haven't filed in 3 years. I think I'm going to jail. And all I have is a suitcase full. He says, bring me the suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do it. So I brought him the suitcase. It wasn't even organized. It was just
a whole bunch of stuff just thrown
like
in.
Like I shoveled him into this Samsonite. And about a week or two later, I get a call from him and says, hey, good news. We filed you for 80, 81, and 82. You're getting about 250 back each year.
That's nice.
No jail time.
Yeah. That's
then
very
I
good.
Got married. To the lunatic, my second wife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we got selected for audit.
Mm.
We had a neighbor named Alan who was an accountant. So we hired him to do the taxes, and then we got audited. So he had to do the audit with the IRS. And it was painstaking because I literally had to take everything I had and create diaries and how many miles.
Goodness.
And this is before the internet. Today you can make something like that very quickly.
Yeah.
They probably already have an app you can hit. Need to create receipts and files, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So we turn all of this crap in. She didn't work much.
Mm-hmm.
And the IRS accepted all of my deductions, every single one.
Wow.
But they did not accept hers. And we ended up paying them $3,000.
That's wild.
And that is a very high, you don't want to have to deal with
three
that.
Grand back then, ooh, that's a lot.
So.
Well, $3,000 is a lot today, too, so.
It really is.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Well, there's consensus.
Yeah.
We all agree that $3,000 is still a lot of money.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. But why do they make it so complicated?
Well,
that's
here's
the thing that bothers me.
You're going to love this because this is an excerpt from an old episode of The Honeymooners where Ralph gets a letter from the IRS and all they're telling him is to come down to their office. There's no other information in it. He's expecting his refund check. Instead, they sent him a note. So he's already projecting he's going to jail for 10 years. So he's working, checking his return over and over to see what he might have missed. And this answers your question.
Mm-hmm. Here it is.
What?
Penalty for failing to report income. All persons are required under this title to pay an estimated tax or tax, or are required by this title or by regulations made under authority thereof to make a return other than a return required under authority of Section 6015 or Section 6016, keep any records or supply any information, and who willfully fails to pay such estimated tax or tax, make such return, keep such records, or supply such information.
Boy, Ralph, it sounds like you are in trouble.
Trouble? I don't even know what I'm talking about.
And that's how it's wired,
yeah.
Man.
That's how I feel when I start going through it. I go, oh, my goodness. Because you have to have this form, and then you can't fill out this form until you fill out the other form. And then you got to fill out another form to fill out this form so you can fill out the first form. It's just, it's crazy.
There's a similar thing in an episode of All in the Family where Archie tries to pull a fast one on the IRS guy and because he didn't report the money he made from driving a cab.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks he's fooling this IRS agent. And in his case, the IRS agent was black, and Archie's, you know, issues with black people were certainly well documented on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do they tell him he's got to pay like $150, but to make sure that he's paid in previous years, they're going to audit him for 3 years, going back 3 years. That's worse than hell.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just have to save Reddit's funniest sex stories for another show.
Yep. Maybe save that for tax day.
Cop six signs you're bad in bed. Well, that'll be good news on the tax day.
Because there'll be a lot of people in gloom and doom on next Monday.
Here's another thing I want to talk to Jay Quellen about. Online gift registrations for divorce.
Yeah. Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
That's right.
That makes no sense to me. People getting gifts because of their divorce?
I think that's tacky.
Well, sometimes if people are going their separate ways, both in a couple cannot take the coffee maker. Somebody's going to get that.
Right.
And somebody's going to need
it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Something like that.
Because you have to divide up your assets, yeah. Okay.
Bucknell University study on why women like dad bonds.
Why do women like dad bonds? I want the answer to that question because I have one of those. I have a dad bond, big time.
You know what? You'll never ever be able to figure them out. You'll never know exactly how they're wired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really. Because every woman has some, well, I liked him, even though, it's just crazy. Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Well.
Technically the name for his codependency, but we'll save that for another show.
Well,
too.
I've been very fortunate. My wife and I have been married when we come up on May the 2nd, 32 years.
Wow.
Yay.
Isn't that crazy?
That is awesome.
And she hasn't killed me yet. But, you know, the day's not over yet.
Well, the show is just about over. But here's another example of government propaganda trying to convince America it's looking at things improperly.
Oh, I want to hear this.
It's about shrinkflation, which is Joe's latest thing. They're making everything smaller, even though you're paying what you used to pay
amount,
for a larger amount of whatever it is. Georgetown, well, I trust them. They're right in the middle of D.C., right?
Right.
Mm.
54% of Americans want smaller portions. I don't think so.
And where? And what?
That's
how did they come up with that?
Reduced sizes in food packaging and restaurant portions, and that percentage is even higher if they have young children in the household. It's most common among older millennials. I will see if you're charging me the same but giving me small. That's not what I want.
No.
Bring the price down. If you're going to give me less, lower the freaking price.
Yeah.
Or give me a to-go box.
Exactly. Well, that's the ultimate solution. I take home a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I rarely eat everything on my plate at a restaurant, but that's part of the new me, too. I've been...
Well, of course, the last time I was at Baumhauer's, we ate everything on our plate, but we got an order of the sweet potato fries to go.
Yeah. And
like, oh, yeah, we got to take some of these home.
The sweet potato fries you can microwave. Yeah, and they still taste great with the Thai sweet.
They're so good. They're so
good. In fact,
good.
They can last 2 days.
So
don't refrigerate them.
Yeah.
They won't go bad on the countertop.
Yeah. But that's the thing, is that the government wants to tell us everything's wonderful, everything's great, but we go to the gas station, we go to the grocery store, we're getting less for the money that we're paying, and it's driving us all crazy.
Well, I opened the show with 5 minutes of bumbling Biden spewing gibberish.
That. Oh, my goodness, and that was scary.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to believe that 40% plus of the population wants 4 more years of that. I'm not buying it. Master Thespian, thank you so much. Let me give you a big Warhawk farewell. See you next week.
Oh, yes, sir. We'll do it again. Woo!
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
We continue to have some heavy traffic on I-65 and 85. We're looking a little better than we were earlier. We still have two accidents in place, and I think that's what's continuing to slow folks down. 85 southbound against the center divider right before the interchange. Watch out for folks walking around. They are intermittently closing the right lane. Right now it's closed. Use caution as you pass there. And 65 northbound just past Northern Boulevard. Had a car fire earlier this afternoon. It is still there on the right side of the road with emergency vehicles. All lanes are open now, but watch out for those folks. That's been a problem. Traffic still backed up a bit on Northern Boulevard. Buckle up, drive carefully. No other problems, just busy traffic all over our area this afternoon. Festival Plaza has it all. Enjoy a movie at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, then eat at the Bubbly Hen. All this and more at Festival Plaza. Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier Managed Development. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks. All makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the river region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the river region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window. had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in East Brook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.